Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 198. All right, team, here we go. 3, 2, 1, podcast.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he competes with himself to see just how much broccoli he can eat, Pat Flynn.
Hey, and real quick, our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you haven't tried a sit/stand desk before, this offer from Uplift is the perfect opportunity. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. A desk should fit the user, right? Which is exactly why Uplift Desk has a ton of customization options. They're stable, the materials are solid. I mean, just the choices of material alone are incredible, all the way from laminate to eco to bamboo and even solid wood. The option to stand while working is just healthier, better circulation, better movement, which helps to reduce all kinds of different health risks and repetitive strains. And over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk for their innovative designs, direct to consumer pricing, same day shipping. They can even give you free accessories with every desk. Uplift is a great deal, and they're built to last and include an industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that as well. So go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is probably one of the most exciting weeks in a while because next week, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, my new book, Will It Fly, will be available, and I am very excited and very nervous, and it's just so many things going on. A lot has been leading up to this, and one of those things is a launch team that I've been able to build, actually, with the help of a man named Daniel Decker, who we have on the show today. He's managed launch teams for people like Lewis Howes and Michael Hyatt and other people you've probably heard of before, and I wanted to bring him on the show today to talk about how we've been able to build this team, mobilize it, and some of the strategies and tools and things you can use within this team to help you launch not just a book, but anything that you come out with a bang. So I'm not even going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. Again, this is Daniel Decker, who is managing my launch team, which consists of over 500 people to help launch the book next week. And I hope you're going to help out too. Look out for an invitation to a launch party and all this cool stuff. Again, everything's happening next week. And if you're listening to this in the future, just go ahead and check out the book at willitflybook.com.
And you can get more information about that there. Now, here we go. This is Daniel Decker, my launch team manager for Will It Fly.
All right, everybody. I'm so happy to welcome and introduce Daniel Decker to the show. Daniel, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, Pat, thanks for having me.
So your experience with launch teams, actually, before we even get into how you got into this, can you define for everybody really what is this launch team that everybody keeps talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in the book marketing and platform building industry for 14 years or so, and have started doing launch teams, I guess maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So quite a while that I've been working with them. But to me, what a launch team is really the opportunity just to mobilize your community. So for someone like you, especially who has a little bit of a larger platform, the ability to take people who are already fans and just mobilize them to engage in the content, engage in the process, and just to help you support the book and launch it in an amplified way. But it's not limited just to people with a platform. Anybody can utilize a launch team. It's really just leveraging that community.
Okay. And can this philosophy of using a launch team be used for things other than books?
Absolutely. Yeah, it can be used for basically anything from products to books or anything. And you know, I kind of look at launch teams like, you know, we talk about leveraging the platform and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And to have leverage, you have to have a lever. And to me, the launch team is really, you know, anytime you're launching something, whether it's a product, a course, a book, whatever, you have to have levers to help you amplify your impact. And a launch team is just one of many opportunities.
Okay, so the launch team, how do we even get started? And I would make sure to try to address those who not only have a platform, but maybe we start with those who don't even have a platform. I think a lot of people hear this and they like think, oh, well, I don't even have any fans. Like, this is impossible for me to do. But you kind of hinted that it's not.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, and that's the beauty of it, because it's a really low-cost opportunity and low, I don't want to say low-hanging fruit, because, I mean, it's certainly better when someone has a platform that can, you know, like for you with your launch team, when we send out a tweet or a post, then people automatically respond. So for someone who doesn't, who's just starting out, they don't have to have 300, 500, 1,000 people in a launch team. They can equally be successful with 50, with 100. And most of us, if we're doing anything, we have friends out there and we're on Facebook, most of us have at least 50 to 100 people that we could invite to be a part of something with us. Mm-hmm. And it just really means doing that. So the first step is when you're looking to create a launch team, you have to invite people to be a part of it. And for me, what we do is we typically create a simple, very simple sign-up form. I use WooFoo. There's many other solutions out there, SurveyMonkey, all kinds of things that you can, you know, Google Forms. But I just create a very simple form that's got a few fields in it, name, email, do you want to be a part of this launch team, that kind of thing. And you send that out to people. You can post it on social. You can do it on email. You can text a friend and just invite them to be a part of what you're creating. And you'll really be surprised, because most people doubt how many people would be interested in helping them. They're like, what do they get out of it? They're just going to promote my stuff. And that's not necessarily true. They look at it as being endeared to you because they want to be a part of the process. They want to learn how it goes. And many just will do it to support you because they like you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so kind of getting into the more specific, can you define what those fields are? I think a lot of people are going to be interested. So it's name, email, and you also collected, I think, the Twitter handle. And
yeah.
Why do you want to be a part of this and what you could do to help promote, I think, if I yeah. remember correctly.
Yeah, and that can kind of vary based on the type of team that's being created. But for the most part, you just want to gather the necessities, the name, the email address, you can ask for their social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and some of that is so that you can build a list that you could share with the team later on. I like to keep some open-ended form fields in there, such as why do you want to be a part of the team? What could you do to help promote the product or the book? Or tell us something unique about yourself, something fun. I mean, the biggest thing with these, Pat, is you have to approach a team not as if this is a army of people who's just going to be promoting your wares. It is a community, you know, so you want to try to, you want to make it fun. You want to make it, you know, something that people want to be a part of, something that you're going to, you know, treat them like you'd want to be treated if you were a part of this, of something with someone, so that you could get them in, you know, feeling like it's fun to be a part of.
Right. And so speaking of that, like, what else do people get by
joining these groups. I think it's important to consider that so that, you know, when people ask, well, why should I join anyway? What's the point? You know, we could really define what that is. So not just being involved in the process, but what, you know, kind of what other things do they get as a result?
Sure. Yeah. For the most, in a typical book launch team, the participants of the team will typically get a review copy of the book in advance, and that can either be a physical copy that's mailed to them or a digital copy that's sent to them. And the digital copy can either be in PDF form or it can be a Kindle version or whatnot. There's, I mean, many ways to deliver it to them. And then they typically get access to a private Facebook group, and that's really just so that you can be able to communicate with them on a daily basis or however regular basis you choose to. And it's so that they can communicate together, because mm-hmm. that's one of the big components of this. And Pat, you've experienced this too, is that the team, once they're together, they really feed off of the energy of each other. And it's really exciting just to watch them and see the things that they come up with and create and are sharing. Those are the primary things. And then you can incentivize groups. You can give them access to, if you're going to have any bonus material for their book, for your book or for your product, you can give them access to it first. You could do a special teleseminar or a webinar or something with the team as kind of a pep rally type of opportunity. You just really want to let them be a part of the process and give them opportunities to access content along the way so that they're getting more and just really feeling so super engaged that they're going to, you know, do everything they can to spread the word.
Yeah, I mean, I want you all to think about this. You're giving access to stuff that a lot of people, most people, aren't going to see until it's actually out. And so, as we all know, when you open up the factory doors, people get interested. People start to, you know, get hyped up about what it is that you're doing. And I think this is a perfect way to kind of lead that charge on launch day, which is really cool. And again, Daniel's been doing a great job of engaging the audience there. And it doesn't have to be somebody that you hire for this. It could be yourself in there engaging. And of course, I'm in the community, in the launch team community, you know, participating and in there answering questions and that sort of thing too, which has been really, really fun. And, you know, we just recently shared a few things. So when people go into that group, I think the first thing that Daniel had me do actually a long time ago was create a welcome video. And this video Daniel then posted in the Facebook group when everybody kind of arrived after the application process, which we'll get back to that in just a sec. But then, you know, like everybody was commenting on that video. Everybody couldn't express how excited they were to be there. And then we've been sharing other things, like we just shared the intro. You know, you could share different bits and pieces of the book, and I just shared the intro, and I have 91 comments of people totally in love with it, but also a lot of great comments and thoughts too. Again, I'm still in the middle of you know, finalizing this book, and so, you know, I'm getting a lot of great information on things that I can then incorporate into the book too, which is really cool. So I'm making it, you know, exactly the way it needs to be for those who it is exactly for, which I'm really, really excited about. Now, going back to the application process, you know, should you have a goal on how many people you should have in there? And then, you know, if you get more than that to apply, how do you kind of narrow down that group to that? Or do you take all of them?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I've done a variety of launch teams from, I mean, people like you, Lewis Howes, Michael Hyatt, Jeff Goins. So the size of the team really just varies dependent on the person's platform and what they're able to do. So for someone who's new, don't look at the fact that we talk about a 500 or 1,000 person launch team and feel that that's overwhelming, because really you can have a very successful launch team with 50, 100 people. You really need at least 50 to get some good engagement, but that's not very hard to get. I mean, if you open up your form and you push it for a week or two, it's usually typically pretty easy to get 50, 100 people. But the say that you set your goal, and that's really just it's kind of an arbitrary goal of how many copies are you willing to give away if you're mailing copies, or how many course accesses are you willing to give if it's for a product or a course, those type of things. But don't feel the biggest hiccup for most people is that they say, well, why would I want to give, you know, my book away? Because these are people that might buy it later,
right,
or a course or whatnot. But you can't look at it like that because you're battling obscurity in most cases. And the biggest thing is, it's kind of, I equate it to, you know, a local burrito shop opening up. Well, if a burrito shop opens and they give away a free burrito today, and Pat Flynn goes and eats it and loves it and tells 50 friends, that restaurant, that burrito shop just made 50 more sales based off of giving away one burrito. Mm-hmm. So
I
it's
kind of burritos, by the way.
you and John Acuff queso together. So that's a big point, you know, is making sure that just that quantity is based on what you feel you can handle. I don't really personally like teams much larger than 500 because it starts to become too hard to manage and keep it personal. Mm-hmm. I like to keep teams very personal so that, you know, we're really engaging with each other. We're able to listen to ideas, follow the flow in the Facebook group and whatnot. Because like you mentioned, the 91 comments on the intro chapter, a lot of those, I mean, that thing was just posted. I mean, and those comments came in pretty much instantly. People stopped what they were doing to go and read that intro and comment back. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they feel special to be a part of this group. And I thank each and every one of them. For those of you who are listening who are in that group, like, seriously, thank you so much. You are making an impact on what this book becomes and how it affects other people's lives too. So, I mean, this is not just a strategy for, oh, let's get more reviews on launch day, which, you know, we ask people to do that, of course. And it's not just like let me share it with everybody to get good vibes and all that stuff. This is like you're helping to make change and to make it the thing it needs to be before we put it out there. And I'm so thankful for everybody out there, and especially you, Daniel, for helping manage this team.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and that's a big, you know, a benefit of this, of the team too, is that when you do them far enough out, and I suggest that a launch team be organized at least 2 months away from whatever your release date is, or a month. You could go with a month, but 2 months is really more optimal, because that gives people, you want to allow proper time for them to get the copy of the book, either physically or digitally, and to read through it or get access to the course or product, and give them, you know, honest time that they, because this isn't the only thing they're doing in their lives, to be able to read it or consume it or go through it. And you can use the launch team almost like a focus group or crowdsourcing to give feedback on what they liked, maybe what they didn't like. And a lot of times for books especially, I'll post in the Facebook group, you know, hey guys, whenever you're reading any quote that really stands out to you, comment on this post and share it. And then you can look at that and you can take a lot of the more popular, the repeat quotes that people are putting in there and turn them into social media memes, shareables, nice. Tweetables, yeah, all of that. So you're basically identifying things that you may have already known. You may have thought, you know, this thing's really going to be hot, or it may surprise you. You may look at some content and go, huh, I didn't think that people would really resonate with that, but they really, really do. So I need to seize that opportunity and really push it. So it's a great crowdsourcing opportunity too.
Yeah, I love that. And that always happens when I share my presentations with people. I might do it in front of a few people, friends, before I actually go up on stage in front of hundreds of people. And oftentimes they tell me like, whoa, that was really cool. And it's a part that like I never even really considered to be important. And so when I go up on stage and do it, then I actually emphasize that part. I might even then create a slide for it because it had an impact on a smaller quote focus group. It's sort of like a beta group for yep. software. It's like just the same idea kind of pulled into the book specifically, or the course, or whatever it is that you're doing. And that's not to say that the people who are in here, you mentioned before that, yes, you are giving away essentially your book, but I would care to say, and I'm not just planting this seed because I want people to do this. I think this is what would happen. This is what I would do. If I was that involved with the early processes of the book, I would want to support the author and buy it when it comes out, even if I had a copy already.
Yeah, and that happens. That's surprising too, especially to publishers, because when I first started doing these launch teams with publishers, they were very weary of launch teams and like, why would we, you know, give out and mail 300-500 books and, you know, da da da. And I can track it and show it over time that the net gain that a launch team has, especially for a newer author, is significant, because once, and it kind of goes back though to that old adage where, you know, if a product's good, it'll go, if it won't, you know, yeah. That sort of thing. So if people actually like the book and it's good, then they will buy it and they'll get copies for friends. So the exponential purchase power of the group really is impactful. Now, if they don't like the book and everybody starts getting quiet on you, then you know that, you know, you might have an issue with content that maybe you weren't aware of.
Right. And that's, again, you know, going back to hopefully you've written good content. If it's just even a small group of, you know, 50 or even 30, it could still have a huge impact exponentially in the way that you're talking about it. What are some of the big mistakes that people have made when creating their launch teams? Obviously, you're pro at this, so you know what to do and when, but
sure.
You know, I can imagine a lot of people trying it out and not being very successful because of a few things. What are some of those things that people can look out for?
Yeah, there's definitely a few, and one of the big ones is not treating the community like a community and treating them more like a commodity. Because you can't go in there. It's kind of like your Twitter feed or Facebook, you know, when it's time to launch your book. Unfortunately, many people wait till the last minute. Then all of a sudden, and I'm going to flip this back to the analogy into the launch team, but, you know, with their social media, all of a sudden, 2 weeks before their launch, every post that they're posting is buy my book, buy my book, buy my book. And people just are like so worn out and it's, you know, they hate it. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the launch team. You can't look at them. You can't treat them like mercenaries and just continually say, hey, guys, go do this, go do that. You've got to also engage with them and talk to them and share with them. And just like you, Pat, you've gone in there and you've posted some authentic posts thanking them, engaging them, appreciating them for the process and the feedback that they're giving. So it's not always just giving them marching orders of, hey, guys, go do this. It is, you know, you're part of a community. You're networking with them. You're shepherding. You're asking them, you know, hey, what are you guys up to? Or what ideas do y'all have? Mm-hmm. But you're listening, too. That's the big thing. You can't, if someone comes up with an idea, you have to acknowledge it and share it with the group and say, man, I never thought about that. That's a crazy good idea, so-and-so. Hey, team, let's do that. You know, those sort of things. So that's one. And then the other is starting too late. That's definitely a big one. In that, you know, with any sort of promotion, most people, especially if they're newer, tend to wait too long, thinking that they or start too late, thinking that they don't need as far out to plan and engage and things like that. So it's just improper planning on that side. And then three is that fear of sharing the content. Is really just a big one that holds a lot of people back of not wanting to share or to give access to things that they should give access to because your team here is going to be supportive of you. And sure, there's a chance, there's a remote chance that someone could take your PDF and put it out there, you know, on some black market site or whatever. But in 14 years of me doing book marketing and working with authors, I've only seen that have a negative impact like one time. I mean, it's so minute that, you know, you're dealing with something that, you know, doesn't really affect the big outcome.
Right. Okay. So leading up to the launch, let's say, you know, the book's coming out in 2 weeks and you, of course, we're recording this quite early in the process. So we're not at this point yet, but I'm actually pretty curious what happens, let's say 2 weeks out to start to mobilize this group and to get them to really take action on launch day. And what action would that be actually?
Yeah, one of the things that I do is we try to equip the launch team with tools. So it's not just asking them to do things, hey guys, go read the content, but we're also equipping them. We're listening, like I said, and we're taking whatever quotes and memes. And then typically we'll build a share page. And that could either be on your book site, it can be, you know, a back end page on your blog, whatever. It can be, you know, PatFlynn/share. And on that page, we would take some of those top quotes and turn them into tweetables and share images. And we'd basically embed those things on that page so that they're all there, easy click of a button. A tool that I use for the Twitter things is clicktotweet.com. So when you go and you post your Twitter message on that page, and then you can just put a little button next to it, click now to tweet. So you're basically making it very easy for them to go and share and promote things that you've created that will be consistent. They're going to include the hashtag. They're going to include the URL to the book. So leading up to launch, it's really a significant push for them to be sharing, to be talking about the book with their friends, to get the word out there, to leave reviews for a book launch, to leave reviews on Goodreads.com, to be preparing to leave a review on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can't leave a review until the book actually is on sale on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But you're getting them in that mode that they're ready and they're prepared and they're promoting. And then typically at some point we'll do some sort of rally with the team, and that can is usually within that 2 week window of launch where we'll do a webinar or a teleseminar, something real simple. It doesn't have to be, I mean, it's very casual. It's just an opportunity to thank the team again, to do a little pep rally with them to say, you know, hey guys, Anybody else got any creative ideas? You've seen what's going on with this, speak up now. And a lot of times they'll share ideas because they're smart people in your community that, you know, are looking at things not just digitally, but you might have someone in your, did a launch team with Mark Sanborn, a leadership author, a couple of years ago. And we had no idea, but there was a VP of a very big company that was a part of the launch team. And he got on a teleseminar one night and said, "Hey, I want to create these cards and give them out to 30,000 employees of our company, you know, and invite them to go and take it, you know, be part of this, the book launch and get books." And then he ended up buying 1,000 copies. It's crazy. You just never know.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. And I'm so looking forward to seeing what happens with this group. And, you know, I'm just very excited for everybody out there who is listening to this and who's thinking, wow, this actually isn't all that difficult. And actually, the first time we've heard of this was when Jeff Goins was on the show a long time ago. And this was something that I thought I had done, but I didn't do correctly. That episode, for those of you who don't remember, we'll link to it in the show notes and stuff, was Jeff and I talking before the launch of my book. And then in the middle, we time travel to after I launched the book. And then one of the mistakes I made was not mobilizing this group that I had created in the best way possible. That group then has kept growing, and it's about 17,000 people now because it's just a public Facebook group, and it's a great resource for authors. And I'll link to that in the show too. So this, however, seems a lot more personal, and I think that's definitely the way to do it. So do you have any final tips for people to how can they really just be more personable and really make a deep connection? Because I think that's really what this is very much driven for, is that one to few connection to make a lot of action happen on launch day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it is definitely that scenario, because it's amazing what 10 or 100 or 300 people who are really engaged can do versus having 1,000 people who aren't. But to a point you just made, it made me think of something, Pat, because you do have your other Facebook groups and there's other things like that. And a lot of people do try to create like a Facebook group, mm-hmm. but where launch teams, you know, not all launch teams are created equal. One key component in this is that you need to have people's email address, because you also, Facebook groups, just like anything else on Facebook, not all the posts end up showing to your group members, or it might get lost in the feed or whatever. We make a priority that any important post or any action step or anything that's significant, we post it in the Facebook group, but we also follow up with the team with an email as well. And I try to keep emails short. You know, it's real, like, we want to respect people's time. We don't want to ask them to do things that don't really matter. And just, you know, make sure that we're using email to communicate things that are significant, because that'll be a big point. But the biggest thing, you know, for people to get started is really just to think about who you can invite to be a part of your team. Create a simple WooFoo form. And what I could do, I mean, Pat, if you want, I am building something out on this. It's not ready yet, but I could do kind of a quick start guide on bestsellerlaunchteam.com that people could get, that'll list out the forum, the tools that we use, and I can put a few resources on there too that might help them get a quick start, you know, of how they can do it themselves. So I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do you have a specific URL in mind for them?
Yeah, bestsellerlaunchteam.com.
Okay, perfect. Man, I think this is all the information we need to move forward. You know, I wasn't exactly sure how long this episode will go, but sometimes the best episodes are the ones that are concise, to the point, and very actionable, which I think this is. So I'm very excited for everybody out there who's going to be doing this. And again, that URL one more time, Daniel.
Bestsellerlaunchteam.com.
Okay. And is there anywhere else people can find you and learn more about you?
Yeah, I mean, Twitter's good. At Daniel Decker is really where I'm probably most active. I'm horrible on everything else because I'm knee deep in everything and in the work.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And let's keep mobilizing this team that we've built together.
Awesome. Thanks,
right,
man. Pat.
Take care. All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode. A quick but very actionable episode that you can use to help build and mobilize your own launch team, so you can launch your next book, your next course, your next product, whatever it is you're coming out with, or just maybe you just want to share a message and go big with it. This is how you can make it happen. So again, Daniel, thank you so much for doing what you do and for coming on and sharing this information. And I'm really excited to see it all happen next week. If you want to get the notes and the links for this episode, just head on over to smartpassiveincome.com/session198.
and you can get all of that information there.
Hey, really quick, I want to let you know about a page on the website that might be really helpful for you. A lot of you are already taking action on what you've heard on the podcast, which is fantastic, but a lot of you have also messaged me asking for more deeper information, more fine-tuned and highly targeted information for specific problems and pains that you might be having. So what I did was I actually put together a few courses. There's more courses actually coming down the road, but you could check out all the courses and things that are available to you there at smartpassiveincome.com/courses. My team and I have worked really hard to put together the best information that'll help you solve specific problems that you might be having in your business. So if you're just starting out and you need help and you need accountability, handholding, you want a community behind this as well, check it out, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. You can see what's available there. All different kinds of courses to help you through a number of different things you might be working on. And like I said, there are more courses coming down the road too. So one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/courses.
Guys, we are coming up to the final countdown here for the launch of my book, Will It Fly? I just want to thank you again so much for your support, and head on over to willitflybook.com right now. You could pre-order it, or again, if you're listening to this in the future, you can go ahead and check it out and purchase it. So again, thank you so much. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit, and I love you guys. I appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Will It Fly, where we're actually going to be talking with my own team members, not just people like Daniel, who I've hired to help out, but also Matt and Mindy and Jana, my content manager, who's going to help us discover what it all took to put this together. And hopefully it goes well next week, so we'll have some good things to say. All right, cheers. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you, and here we go.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen, another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.